Vietnam, hello.
Vietnam, hello.
Hi.
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Hi. Who's here?
Vietnam.
Okay, I heard Sanakar and what?
Har Kamal.
Har Kamal. And I heard Guru Ravi.
Satnishan.
Satnishan. Welcome.
Sadanam.
Sadanam. Good.
Kehar.
Kehar. Welcome. And who else? Oh, it's just us today. We got overworked talking to our souls on Monday, I guess. We had a good time, though, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a very good time. Okay. So, what's it like all over the country?
Cold.
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 Cold. Was it even cold in California?
Yeah, there was frost on the ground. I walked through the field this morning. All the little plants on the ground had ice and were frozen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is cold.
Satnam, this is James from New Jersey.
Satnam, who is this?
James from New Jersey.
Oh, Satnam. Is Hadi Ender here, too?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
Suzanne is
Welcome.
Here from Dallas.
Who is here from Dallas?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi. Very good. Cold also.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Some parts in New Jersey, we have 31 inches of snow.
Oh, no.
31?
Yes, yeah, some parts in New Jersey had 31 inches of snow.
Did you have to shovel?
I did some shoveling, yeah.
Well, okay, good. Put in your own good effort there. I even shoveled some snow last week myself. But we're always glad to have snow out here in the desert, you know? Just a little bit more water.
You got desert in the mountains?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of snow in mountains. Oh, yeah. It's deep in the mountains. There's a lot of good skiing out here, folks, in New Mexico on the mountains. Okay, so let's get going. So sit straight, rub your palms together a bit. Palms together at the center of the chest, pushing on the mind nerve, the sternum. Eyes are closed, looking at the third eye point. And begin long, deep breath.
This is an email. The Labor Department and Coal Mine Giant
It sounds like the radio is on.
Against the company mine in...
If anybody... Oh, there it went. Okay, good. Long, deep breath. Focusing at the third eye point. And relax. Good. Okay, and now we are going to tune in with our tuning in mantra called Om Namo Gurudev Namo, three times. And it is basically for protection and for guidance. It is a mighty mantra. Okay, palms together and inhale to begin. Om.
Om.
Long deep breath. Tim Buffy too says, he says, put your heart into it. That is heart breath. That means while you're doing long deep breath from the belly and through the nose, on the exhale, feel as though that breath is coming out of your heart. Allow your own heart to just clear and open up, open up. And now begin to send it to everybody in this group who is either here on the call now or who will ever listen to this. Might be 10, 15 years in the future, who knows? Send it out and feel it as well. And now send it out to anybody who could use this healing breath, especially to little children who are confused or hurt or not understanding what's going on with them, hungry, whatever. Please especially send it out to the little children who are in need of this heart breath. Inhale and exhale. Oh, Babaji is still—he's caring for those little children. Okay, now he is switching gears, and he says he's learned American lingo. He says, "Y'all come." In other words, come on over to this. He's going to be in Española at the end of February. So he's inviting everybody. He says, no, he says, this is not a sales pitch. He says, this is, please, an invitation to join with him in Guru Ram Dass in extraordinary meditation. He says, okay, now tell them where they can find out the information. Okay, so that, if you have a pencil and paper, that's at soulanswer.com/ Yogi, Y-O-G-I, underscore, Mela, M-E-L-A, dot, H-T-M-L. Okay. So, Yogi Mela is a gathering of yogis. He says, and that's what you are. You are yogis. He says, a yogi is anybody who is on the spiritual path truly to head for union. He says, that includes all of you. He says, some people get on the spiritual path, or what they call a spiritual path, a religious path, and it has to do with seeking power. He says, there's plenty of power in the universe that can be tapped into, or it may be have to do with fulfilling one's idea of good graces. In other words, because I'm doing this, I am a good person. But oftentimes people who do that, he says they're fooling themselves. Not that they're not good, but he says, but that's not the object of the spiritual path. He says the object of the spiritual path is to come into true union. Union, yoga is union. And so we say, oh gosh, what's union? He says, union is just what you're doing now. He says, it is a union of your mind, which is what you think your reality is. He says, all of your habits, all of your emotions, all of your worries, all of your conniving. He says, a union of that very special place on the planet. He says, we identify our own special place on the planet. And we think it is, we may think it's big, but we make definitions of it, and we corral it, and we mark out territory and so on. He says this is the object of the mind or of the ego, and the ego means I identify. I know who I am on this earth planet. He says we're not asking you to get rid of your ego. Oh, no. He says, but in order to merge into union with what you have been calling soul, he says it is actually the totality of the universe. He said, do you know with your guts, with your being, with your light, that you are the universal? You are that which you bow down to. Do you know that? He says, continue to bow down in your greatest humility, your greatest devotion, and your greatest love. He says, that is how the mind who believes intrinsically that it is limited, that is how the mind or the ego moves into the great, as the Buddhists would call it, the great mind or the great creator or the pure essence, the knowledge, the life, the pure life, having the whole life, and how they merge together. He says, you are doing it just right now. He is so cozy with everybody because you are, he says, you are true seekers. You are true knowers. You are devoted. You are devoted to this road, this path, this action, this course. He said, in fact, it is a matter of revealing what is actually in the present. He says, you're burdened by this idea of time and space. He says, yes, I know you live in it. He says, I've been there. I understand. He says, but in fact, when you understand it, you will be able to move over and live in the absolute total present, which includes what you call past, present, and future. He said, it is all the same. He says, you may say, oh, but I was born in the year such and such, and then my baby was born in that year. He says, yes. It is something that is far beyond comprehending with the mind. He says it can only be understood by being in that condition. And that's where you are headed. That's where you are headed. And it starts with a very cozy relationship between who you are, what you are, your self-knowledge, and in other words, the mind or the ego, and then taking that in humbly, in humility and in graciousness, and presenting that to what he calls your Adi Shakti, which means he calls it your earth abundance. In other words, this infinite energy that is created in this earth arena. We often refer to Adi Shakti as Mother Planet and so on, but there is also a greater knowledge of Adi Shakti. By the way, Mother Earth absolutely does have her own consciousness, her very real interrelated consciousness that you can talk to. He says, talk to her all the time. He says, and then going further, extend that further to the feminine creative consciousness, as differentiated from the with a more masculine flair, he calls it, of the creator, which would be Kertar or Purka. So Purka is sort of the beyond, and Prakirti is the Adi Shakti, the knowing, the blessing, the being, creating this essence of us here on Earth in this time and space situation. So he says, please also bow down to that very beautiful, very, he calls it, insanely gorgeous aspect that brings about creation, that is the creative essence. He says, go deeply inside now and feel this essence. He says, feel it first in your belly. Feel this creative essence in your belly. He says, like the fire of creation. He says, there's an activity to it, a life to it. Feel this prakirti. Feel this Adi Shakti, this awareness of being in this earth vibration. He said it's very beautiful. It's not something to fight against. He's saying that it is very important to be humble to it, to be open to it, to be the blessing of it. Allow yourself to be the blessing of this creating essence. This feminine, beautiful, powerful, bringing into what we know is life on this level of ether, we're going to call it. So it is a sort of a crystallized ether. That is what this earth essence is. So feel that it moves in a spiral. Feel that essence and feel your breath moving through it. Feel your breath moving through it. Continue the breath and open up. Open it so that it engages larger. And now feel that, he calls it a healing spiral, also at your heart. Also at your heart. That beautiful creative essence, the flowing of atoms, the flowing of consciousness at your heart, while you continue the movement, the feeling of the movement at your belly, both at the same time. He says, and now let them flow into one another. Let them flow into one another. it is. Keep opening. Opening. And feel the flowing together. Feeling when the two forces of heart and of belly come together and they create this sensation of, ooh, sparkling light. He says that is the seeds of consciousness. That is that. Those are the seeds of creation. They're like the match sparking to create the fire, the life. Feel that occurring. And continue that. Continue that and feel it moving up to your throat chakra. I mean, keeping in place the two spirals that you have going in your belly and in your heart. And now open up your throat chakra. Truth. Allowing wisdom and truth to flow through. Know that truth, he says. We're being yogis here. He says, have total confidence that that truth can move through you at every minute. He said, you just allow it. Just be in that space. He says, you be that yogi. Know who you are as that yogi. Opening, opening. Good. Okay, now keep up all of those beautiful movements, keeping them interconnected, keeping them interconnected. Now he's saying he would like you, while you're doing that, to actually take the visage, the energy of your whole face as your projection. He says, be very aware of your face projecting. There is a very special energy that occurs. Very special energy that is thrown off from your face. He says, you know how very sensitive you are to reading other people's expressions? He says, that comes from your consciousness. It interacts with your nervous system and creates those expressions that are expressions of communication. He says, and especially your eyes, of course, and your ability to see and to project. And understand there's a very refined energy that interfaces with a whole, what you can call the culture, the planet, other people, animals, that come through your face. Be very aware of that. Be very humble to it. He says, and now let the consciousness of the universe, of your own soul, flow through your face. It's basically through the light of your face. You keep up the heart breath, and that light shines. He says, I know you've all seen people who appear to be glowing. He says, that's what this is. Allow the energy flowing from your belly, from your heart, from your throat. Use your breath, let it expand, and let it flow. Flow through your face energy, including your third eye, of course. He says your projection is everything. He says you think maybe you think the most important things are money, maybe having a comforting life. He says This is very important, this projection of universal energy through your face. He says it's not something to be super conscious, over aware about. He says he doesn't want you to get stymied and just think about your face. He wants you to feel the flow. Feel the flow of that extraordinary, very subtle, but most powerful energy flowing. And he says, now please send that out to everyone. He says, okay, we're going to start with sending it to everyone who you think gives you trouble. Send that very beautiful light flowing out to everyone who you think gives you trouble. Belly, heart, throat, face, including third eye. Just breathe with it. And in your mind's eye, begin to see what happens. Begin to see what happens as you allow that beautiful flow of light to penetrate that relationship. Feel the blessing of it. Make note what happens. He says, and now let this beautiful light from the ethers, from the universal, he says, let it penetrate, come down into your 10th gate, which is the opening at the top of the head. Let that beauty move into your whole body, to your spinal system. Let it enlighten and enliven at every moment, every part of you. He says, as you allow this energy, or as you call it in, from the universal, he says, universal is a big word. He says, of course it's huge, but we'll talk more about that some other time. But he says, when you allow that pure energy to flow in through the 10th gate, it comes in and enlightens and enlivens each of what you call the chakras. Now, the chakras integrate different frequencies of energy within your earth plane creative system. He says, so allow that powering up to come in from the 10th gate. Enliven every bit of every chakra. Let them move oh so purely and openly. And let that light project out through your face. Know who you are. Know who you are. This, my darlings, he said, this is who you are. He says, you are pure projectors of the universal light into the limited dimensions of Earth creation. That's it. He said, and that's why the soul has fun, because it enjoys doing that. And he said, as you open to that, as you become aware of that, as you fully participate in this action of soul, projecting and enlightening and enlivening every aspect of what we call life or everything that we come in contact with or project, he says, that's when you have fun, because you join with soul and have fun. he says there's a purity to it. He says even in cases where you are meeting death and destruction, he says you bring this light and it will, he says, it will subsume the difficulty into a place of the deepest, most true, most pure compassion from your own heart, from your own being. He says that's what compassion is, bringing this life into what we would find to be such terrible difficulty, breathing it in, uniting the pure energies and moving with it, feeling it, extending it. He says that's when healing happens. He says that's why compassion brings healing. He says some people feel that compassion means empathy and you just simply take on the difficulties, the warts, the worries of the other person. He says that's just expanding the, what he calls the abandonment syndrome to your own being. He says being in that kind of empathy helps you to understand what's going on. He says, but try it the other way. He says, actually pour this pure, golden, bright essence using your breath, using your awareness, and moving it so that it can be available to the other person. And that's where you feel the deepest, deepest compassion in your own body, in your own heart, in your own mind. That is the essence of compassion. And he says, that is what is so needed in these times coming up. He says, of course, you need it now. He says, practice it now. But you will see. You will see. And he says, and you can spread this compassion, whether you are in verbal or visual contact with a person or not, whether you have met this person or not. So he's asking you now to continue to beam this beautiful light out along the web, as he has described it before, the web of consciousness that we all live within and being connected totally, totally by the channels of light among us. He says, please breathe into that. He says, allowing joy, pure joy, allowing consciousness and wisdom. Don't be afraid of consciousness and wisdom, he says. Don't think it's just the old rabbi who has that. It all comes from your own soul, your own being, your own universal. Let your heart flow. Let your heart flow and let your compassion move. Let yourself experience that joining of light with the human condition. The joining of light with the human condition. Pure compassion. He says, now that, my darlings, is pure yoga. That is pure yoga. Breathe. He says, now be very aware of this light, this movement of energy. He says, feel it now sourced in every cell of your being. Feel it sourced in every cell of your being and radiating now from that source. From your front, and from your back. He says, don't forget all those dimensions. From your front and your back. from your feet down and from your head up is one total glowing, flowing mechanism. Sometimes it's been identified as the luminous egg of who you are. He said it's a real mechanism. Be it, flow it. Enjoy it. And that's who you are, my divine yogis. That is who you are. And inhale. And exhale. He says, totally take that divine identity. Accept that divine identity. He said, that is your standard. That is the flag that leads you through the battle. Knowing who you are. Bless you. Good, and inhale, and exhale. Okay, he says, okay, my darlings, we've come to the sharing time. He said, who would care to share? He said, it is such a big help to each and every one as each of you share. Who's going to be first, he says. Share what you felt, what you saw, what you experienced, what occurred to you.
I am here again. I'm Suzanne.
Yes.
And I think I could share something that I, when I was sharing the heart breath with those that make me uncomfortable or that I have difficulties with,
mm-hmm.
I saw wounded children. I saw them as little people. And
you saw the truth in it.
Oh, I did? Well, it was so sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now that you've seen that, what would be your response to those people?
Can I let you know when I do it? I don't know. I am just...
Oh, just do it now.
I'll be compassionate. I think I would be, I hope I will be compassionate and soft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're so very hard. And maybe if I was soft, it would soften them.
What a wonderful experiment. What a wonderful experiment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you send me the result of that experiment?
Absolutely will.
Good. And then let me put it on our page?
Certainly. Yes.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to find out.
All righty. That would be great. You know what Yogi Bhajan said? He said our biggest problems are our mother and father phobias.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
that'd be what it is, right there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, who else could share? Oh, there was somebody, I know it.
Sri Gyan?
Yes, dear.
Hi, this is Guru Ravi.
Yes.
And that was just, there was so much
mm-hmm.
that was going on, but I had a lot of images of children also.
Uh-huh.
And some of this, Baba Siddhi Chand and Yogi Bhajan have been guiding me to do with the kids in kids yoga.
Oh, wonderful.
So I saw their faces before me.
Uh-huh.
And the luminosity, I began seeing that in children that I knew and children that I didn't know.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And so, it was also, excuse me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I had an experience also, a very chemical or maybe alchemical experience of a distillation process going on between all of the chakras.
Oh.
As he talked us through that meditation.
How interesting. Can you explain it?
You know, the distillation apparatus also has a spiraling, the glass, and there and everything was being hooked up and distilled into a crystallization, coming out through the face and in through the top of the head, but working from the navel center.
How wonderful. And what, I don't know if this is the right question, but what was, the word result is not right, but what was the effect, let's say the effect?
Just incredible healing. It felt so like I was being healed at the same time as healing was going out. It was coming in, it was going out. It was a continual flow of healing that was taking place.
Good. And is this an understanding or a process that you can use on your own in the future?
Oh, yes, that was another. Everyone that has set appointments with me this week also was brought into that realm, and it was a deep understanding that they were already healed. They were being healed right now in this moment.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. Good. Well, thank you so much, dear, and keep up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Mama City Tan's giving you a big hug and smooch, you know.
Oh, it feels so good. Satnam.
Satnam. As he does with everybody, but he doesn't have to say that there. Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Who else?
This is Rahmane.
Yes, dear.
In the Semitic languages, the word for compassion, the word racham, which means womb.
Oh.
And so all the words around the place where Prakriti and Purusha meet seem to me to be connected to that place in the dark, wet womb where spirit becomes physicality.
Where what? Say it again.
Where spirit becomes physicality in the form of a conception of a human being. And that word rachem also can mean intestines and bowels and testicles. So it involves all the that part of our body that procreates and has pleasure and nourishes and eliminates. So it's the kind of totality of the cycle of the human life, and that is the root of the word in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Arabic for compassion and mercy. And it was as though that whole area is filled with light when we understand the oneness. And all those capacities, our ability to conceive, our ability to keep coming forward with compassion and more devotion and understanding, even in the outwardly most dark situation, that is that place where the unseen and the Adishakti meet, and so the potential is absolutely limitless. And I'm so grateful because sometimes I, in my ego, can get feel so overwhelmed by the task in front of us. And yet Baba Sri Chand and the yoga just simplifies it all to the place of right here, right now, with the all, one with the all, and it's explosively wonderful and powerful.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you. Do you suppose that compassion is something that is very, how can I say, very peculiar to or very very specific to being on Earth in the Earth vibration, rather than in what we might call the angelic realms or the pure soul realm?
I think it's universal. I think it's the nature of reality.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed to embody when we remember who we are.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's like Deya in the Gurumukhi.
Deya meaning?
Kindness.
Being what?
Kindness, human kindness.
Oh, right, right. Kindness and mercy. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much, dear, with that insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Bubba City Chand is giving everybody big hugs, big smooches, and he's feeding us all this very healthy cake-like stuff. So enjoy it. Very special food, Prashad blessing. So God bless everyone, and have a wonderful week, and please practice this, he says. You are yogis. He says, please practice. He says, because you know the essence. He says, and now is the time to just relax and be the essence. God bless you all. Okay, so now we're going to sing our closing song. Please listen so closely to the sweet words. And Keha, would you lead us?
Yep. So inhale. May the light of heaven shine upon you, all around you, and all within you.
Beautiful truth of who you are. That is your identity. Love it. Love to all. Life to all. And we will talk next week. Bless you. Sat Nam.
Bless you, Sat Nam.